My mother always said, actions speak louder than words. So I think when we live the hope ourselves and they see the peace in us, they see the joy in us, they see the hope in us, that will speak to other people quite a bit. Now, if somebody really wants to talk about it, then talk about the love of Christ. Talk about his joy. Talk about why he suffered for us. It wasn't just because he wanted to, but because he wanted us to have the hope to grow in him and in our Lord. So I just have always gone by that. And I know myself, that's how I learn the most. I learn by observing other people. I don't watch them a lot. I don't sit around watching them. But I do pick up other people's examples, and I will find myself doing the same thing because I'm impressed by that. So you need to live the hope yourself in your moods, in your attitudes, in how you say things, how you respond to things, especially when things get really hard and you're kind of hot inside and you really want to say something that's not nice. And maybe that would be true, but you need to turn it into the hope and the trust in God. And that's how I believe you can really share the hope, is by living it yourself and showing it through yourself and how you reach out to people. And eventually that hope will glow, mm-hmm. and that's how people will pick it up.